this year and give her the next best thing to wearing nothing at all. With soft, silky, nudie sleepwear, available only at Pajamagram.com. Sensuous and smooth, Nudie's pajamas feels just like her own bare skin. The texture and touch of Nudie's pajamas is so seductive, you'll both stay occupied well into the evening. She'll love the feeling of wearing next to nothing at all, and you'll love the way they look. Best of all, you don't have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and delivery by Christmas is guaranteed. Thousands of men just like you have made their loved ones happy with Nudie's pajamas. You can too, but you need to get these amazing PJs today, because last year they sold out. So go to Pajamagram.com right now. That's Pajamagram.com.
Every great success story starts with one brave decision. And if you're one of the millions of Americans with college credit but no degree, one brave decision is all that stands between you and the future you want. At Maryville University, we know returning to college takes courage, but your decision isn't really about going back to school. It's about moving forward. And we'll be with you every step of the way. Let's be brave together. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Grizz Nation, save big on tickets to see the next-gen Grizzlies with the exclusive Grizz Pass. Pay a flat fee of just $69 and guarantee access for up to 7 games per month. You get new games every month, but the price stays the same. Visit GrizzPass.com today for more info.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
What do you call a camel in a drought?
A dry humper.
Crossed over. If I never have what I said, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
What do you call Comet? Blitzen, Donner? What is it? Donner,
what
Blitzen,
what are you doing? Comet, trying to name the
Cupid,
reindeer?
Yeah.
Dasher, Dancer, Donner, and Blitzen.
Dasher, Dancer, Donner, Blitzen.
Comet, Cupid.
Comet, Cupid, and Rudolph.
Rich, Comet, Cupid, and Richard Nixon.
And, in a thunderstorm.
Studebaker.
What?
Marilyn Monroe.
Reindeer.
Going to be a long day.
Okay, hold on. Wait for it. What we're waiting for is the applause or the laughter. Wait for it. Well, apparently it's not coming.
Huh.
Sorry, Dan.
That's weird.
They can't all hit, you know, can't all be
no,
home runs.
No.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is going to be a really good day in terms of you appreciating us and what we're doing and the fact that you joined us today. For no particular reason except that I'm in a pretty good mood. And I know something you don't know. I know something you don't know. All of you who are listening. And hopefully we'll be able to share it with you in a couple of weeks. And it will be pretty good news if it all comes together. And that's it. Don't email me, because I can't send you any information in an email if you ask me. But maybe some very good things are right around the corner, I think. It's a great day. It's going to get even better into, I believe, the 50s this weekend. If you have been out today or looked out, you quickly noticed that here on the 19th of December, it's another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Someday, I'll get that right. Oh. Someday, I will remember it.
Yeah, they're saying like 55, 56 on Christmas.
And the other kids get bikes and scooters and skateboards.
Oh,
and I got to tell you, the hoverboard skateboard business is huge. The Razor scooter business is huge. So it's no longer just bikes and trikes, it's all that stuff, and they'll be thrilled to death to get out there and play with that stuff. So, you know how this hour works, it's just a free-for-all. We have our Burke segment contributions, and I've already been told we do have something, and then once that's finished, you are welcome to call. I'm going to give you a couple of phone numbers. You can use them now, or you can use them next hour. And if I were you, when you hear Tim Woodburn hit the news at 4 o'clock, I would call if you want to talk to Scott Sherman. This segment's been going for about 4 years, and from day one, we were not ever without calls. Most people have some kind of legal question, either about a will that you have or don't have or should have, or a kid in trouble or a neighbor or whatever. He's here for you in the 4 o'clock hour. So here are the numbers you need for that or anything else. 855-282-8255. Or 314-821-0590. Does anybody have anything to say? Dan, if you do.
I do.
I prefer you go first so then okay. You can answer the phones if they ring.
Yes, I
do. Ladies and gentlemen, look who's here. Dan Stroud.
Thank you so much, Frank. I have three different things. One of them is, you know, I have bad eyes.
What?
I know. My eyes are not great. It's a genetic thing. My optic nerves are pale. I don't want to, and that's all I'll say. But we were at a restaurant a couple weeks ago, and I got up to go to the bathroom, and I said, "Here," I left a card for the waitress to pay my bill.
The credit card.
Yes, I thought it was my credit card. It was my Walgreens card.
Oh boy.
Mm-hmm. that worked.
It didn't work out very well, but I did get points. And then I was at the, after we visited Dr. Brenton, Sandy and I, Sandy's my girlfriend, we visited Dr. Brenton, which, by the way, she's having her procedure on the 27th of this month.
Well, tell her good luck, but she's in good hands.
Yes. And we went to the St. Louis Bread Company, which was next door to his office, and ate.
Free plug that they don't deserve.
No, but we ate, and someone walked out the door and dropped some money. Hmm. And Sandy's like, "Oh, somebody dropped some money." So I went and grabbed it.
Did
and
you jump on it like a courageous soldier on a grenade?
Yes, I did. And I ran out the door, and
out the door not to give it to her, to go home with it.
Well, it was a person with a long coat, and I'm yelling, "Ma'am, ma'am,
uh-oh,
ma'am." And this guy turns around, and he says, "Am I ma'am?" I said, "Oh, yeah, sorry."
I was saying, "Man."
You dropped this. And then last night.
Well, hold on. Did he thank you?
Yes, he did. Oh, yeah.
How much was it?
It was like a dollar. It wasn't much at all.
Okay.
No. I thought it was, you can't tell.
If it was a dollar, you'd have gone home with it.
If it were
more than like $100, you'd have just gone home.
Yeah.
That's how we know.
Yeah, I wouldn't have chased him down. And then last night, you and I, Tim and me, we all walked out together. Tim and I walked out together. And Tim was standing outside waiting for a woman to show up.
With escort, like a
to buy his Abbott and Costello thing. He talked about the Facebook Marketplace yesterday,
right?
And this woman was coming by to pick up the Abbott and Costello. Is it a poster, Tim?
No, it was an actual battery operated speaking double statue of Abbott and Costello wearing St. Louis Cardinals uniforms. And they did the whole who's on first routine.
Oh, that's
and you hit
cool.
the button.
And you wanted one for the $40?
Yeah, and somebody that I know bought it for her 99-year-old father who used to play minor league baseball for the St. Louis Cardinals.
That's a bargain. It's a bargain.
That is awesome.
Yeah, it is.
So Tim is standing there. I go and I get in my car and I start my car up and I'm letting it run for a little bit. And there was like an SUV alongside me, so you can't really see what's going on either side of you. So I pull out, and I pull up to where Tim was standing, and I roll the window down, and I start yelling about Abbott and Costello, and I said, "Hey, I want that Abbott and Costello thing." And I start yelling out.
A shill. fake buyer.
Yes. And it wasn't Tim. Tim had already left.
No.
Tim walked away from there, and this guy walks up and kind of walks my way, and he goes, what? And I went, oh, crap. I said, you're the wrong person.
Every once in a while, sorry. And I'm making a mistake by saying this, but every once in a while, I have a line, and it's so great and hurtful that I'm not going to do it. But it, and when you said you thought it was Tim, but it wasn't.
Say it. I can take it.
You know what?
I can take it. Don't do that.
No, I'm not
saying
it.
Say it.
I can take it.
He was a bigger guy.
I can take it.
No, I was going to say it wasn't Tim. It was three other people.
Oh, my God.
I can take it. You're going to apologize. As much as I dish out on this show, I can take it.
Well, you know what? That deserves a round of applause. And by the way, my wife complimented you last night. She said, you know, I really do like it now that I see that Tim is capable of admitting when he makes a mistake. See, that's a big deal to people. She said, I heard him fix that possum thing. She said, because when I heard it, I also said, possums don't tear up your yard. And then he said, oh, sorry, I'm an armadillo, I screwed up. And so, see, people notice. They notice things. Okay.
People care now. All
right. Thank you.
So that was it. And that's I do that a lot, though. I will...
Wrong person?
Yes.
Well, you can't see. You gotta stop saying things to people.
Yeah, you gotta pass.
Yeah. But you also should just not yell at anybody because you know you don't know who you're looking
at. You're blind, man.
And my daughter sent me something last night, a text, and it's about being colorblind, which
Dan, I am.
But I put it on our Facebook page.
Yeah, this is not something you can talk about.
No, I put it on our Facebook page, so if you go to our Facebook page, you'll check that out.
Facebook.com/AM and the PM. Dan showed me this. It really is very clever. But don't feel, you see it, Limey?
Yeah,
don't feel bad if it takes you about 5 seconds, because Tim see it? Yes.
He had to explain it to me. I didn't get it.
It took me about 5 seconds, because I thought,
Red Lobster thing?
Yes. Okay. And I thought, what am I missing? And then I got it.
But it took me a while.
If you don't get it, don't feel stupid. It's here's what's happened. Alyssa is now smarter than any of us. So she's at another level, and she's going to start throwing things at us that, we don't get it. But it's very clever, and take a look at it and see if you get it.
And
don't feel bad if you don't. Is that it?
That was it.
All right. I believe, Tim, you had something to bring to the show. Ladies and gentlemen, private investigator and so much more in his past and his current life, Tim Woodburn, everybody. Let's give it up. Come on.
In my hand, I have a check for $40 that was written to me by Karen Staten. And she happens to be my aunt.
Mm.
And of all the people that Facebook marketplaced me on, this Abbott and Costello statue and this other portable fireplace, where I had about 60 people contact me on this thing.
Well, it's cold.
Somebody came out to my house last night and bought it right out of my garage. I mean, there was like five people fighting over this thing. I should have upped the price.
You should. People are cold in this weather. Yeah. Well, they want a fireplace.
So Karen is my stepfather's sister, and her father, she came and met me.
Don Staten, right. Yeah.
And his brother Joe married Karen, so her name was now Karen Staten. Joe's big game in the PM guy, by the way. And Don is too on occasion.
Hello, Joe. Thank you.
So.
Hello, Don.
She came to the parking lot last night to buy this statue.
I was leaving, I saw her come up.
So her father is a man named Homer Johnston. Homer Johnston is 99 years old.
Mm.
He celebrated his 99th birthday a couple of weeks ago. And you know the one thing, you'll appreciate this, the one and only thing that he wanted for his 99th birthday, you know what it was?
One more year?
He wanted a... That was second. He wanted, because he rarely gets out of the house. He wanted to muster up all the energy he could to get out of the house, and he wanted to go to Cracker Barrel.
All right.
That's all he wanted.
Way to go, Homer. And you know what? I would be Homer if I were 99. I'd just get one more trip to Cracker Barrel.
Let's just want some biscuits.
Yeah, good for you, Homer.
Homer Johnston.
That'll put another year in his life.
Well, you know what? And his 93-year-old wife is still around as well, and they actually live with Joe and Karen.
Have they been married? Only to each other for like 60, 70 years?
It's some ridiculous number. I think it's actually close to 70.
Yeah. Well, it would be. Good for them.
He was a minor league baseball player for the St. Louis Cardinals. And back in those days, he played in like the 50s. Back in those days, there was only 12 teams. Of course, it was only American players. Right. And, of course, they were just starting to desegregate or is it integrate? I forget which.
They were starting to integrate.
They were starting
or desegregate.
Integrate, you know, with Jackie Robinson and one of, but for the most part, he had a career batting average of over 300, which if you have a, I mean, if you could hit 275 in the minors, you're going to get at least a cup of a coffee in the Major League Baseball because they'll see if you can progress and hit. This guy was a career over 300 hitter in the minor leagues, never played one day in Major League Baseball. You want to know why? Because he was Stan Musial's backup.
Really?
And then the Cardinals never gave him a chance to play at the Major League level, even though he was a career 300 hitter.
Well, if he was good enough to be the backup for Stan, you'd think that...
You'd think he would have gotten one shot. And in fact, for his 90th birthday party, which was like 9 years ago...
They finally called him up?
Yeah. No, I actually found a website that found his career minor league stats, and I got some photos, and I put a collage together and framed it and gave it to him for his 90th birthday. And I couldn't believe...
That's
nice. Well, I knew he was good, but I had never really looked up his stats. I couldn't believe... That this guy, 580 at bats at AAA, 316, 520 at bats, 305. How is it possible this guy didn't at least get a, you know, anyway?
He should have had Stan knocked off or something.
Well,
Stan, have a drink. Drink this. Trust me, I didn't put anything in it.
And he's the nicest guy, sharp as a tack, still watches baseball, still yells at the TV when something in baseball goes on. But, man, just imagine what it's like.
He didn't live by himself.
No, he lives with Karen and Joe, my aunt and uncle. The two of them do.
Okay.
They all live in a kind of a big compound, if you will.
Good for anybody who takes in and lives with a really old person. I mean, really. Hats off to you.
Parents. I mean my, you know.
Most people just throw them in a nursing home.
You know, what happened was there was another child that they had who did something fraudulent and I believe forged some paper and they lost their home.
Oh.
And they didn't have anywhere to go. And so they've been living with my aunt and uncle for about 20 years.
Wow.
Can you imagine living with, I mean, you know, my uncle's going straight to heaven for what he's done. But can you imagine, can anybody listening to this show imagine living with your in-laws for 20 years in the same house?
No.
That takes some tough, thick skin right there.
I love my mother-in-law and my late father-in-law. But living with any other family or couple, it didn't take long for you to go, love you, but goodbye.
Now, I realize Stan Musial also played outfield, so you could say, there's other reasons why he didn't get called up. But that's kind of the story I'm sticking to, because he was threw left-handed, played only first base, and Musial played first base for a while, and so that's kind of the standing story is that that's why. There's probably other reasons.
You're going to get hooked on this Facebook marketplace thing.
Oh, let me tell you something. I have a personal assistant. Her name's Lauren. She's coming to my house tomorrow, and I've got 8 hours of work for her of putting all this other stuff I want to sell, because my aunt was telling me last night that her daughter sells all of her kids' toys.
You know what I need to do? There are people that do this. Like, I don't know how to do the eBay thing. I don't want to take the pictures. And you got to take the right picture and the right lighting. Mm-hmm. There are people that professionally do this, and they take 10%. Have at it. You're more than welcome. I got junk in my basement. I should hire somebody, and like you're saying, block out like 3 days, and let's just photograph this stuff and get it on there and list it, and you get a piece of whatever I sell.
You should hire my girl. You know, I pay her $20 an hour, and she could probably archive all your stuff. And you probably pay her about $100 for it's all said and done.
I give her the choice of that or a percentage.
Cut. Yeah.
And she'd be probably smart to take the percentage.
Well, that's what I did with
a whole lot more than $100.
I have a couple of high-end pieces I put on eBay. I said, now listen, I'll give you a cut if you sell these. You know, and then the rest of the stuff I'll just pay your hourly fee. Kind of as a perk, if you will.
Your daughter might do it, Frank, too.
She could do that. Yeah. I have a couple of... they're actually framed photos of my buttocks. They're not high-end pieces. They're hind-end pieces.
Oh.
I don't know. Similar, but not the same. Yeah, they're framed. Yeah.
Oh, well lit.
Nice. Anything
well lit. Well lit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Was there anything else?
Well lit.
No.
Limey, anything?
I got nothing.
Shut her down. Burt segment. Officially closed. Joe's on the phone. I say we talk to him. Held 6 seconds short of 6 minutes. That's worth. That's called patience. Joe, Merry Christmas! Welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Merry Christmas, Frank and the gang. AM and PM.
Thank you, Joe.
I was telling Dan since today's theme is pointing out everybody's mistakes. I was listening to the show Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And when Mike Evans was on, he was talking about a Jeffrey Epstein story and how the FBI was investigating it. And he said it even since that prince was involved from England, they had you know the British FBI,
right,
which is called MI6.
Thank you, Joe. And
Mike Evans called it M16, and Lang didn't point it out.
I didn't, because we don't mess with Mike, because if you do, he gets really annoyed.
Joey has a short fuse, and here's the
so
thing,
glad you
Joe,
brought it up. I forgot about that.
I keep track of Mike Evans' mistakes, and since he's been part of the show, he's made 7,896 errors like that. He gets a lot of stuff wrong. He mispronounces the names of movie stars.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean,
I think if it's all that that chocolate milk he drinks before the show, I think.
That could have a lot to do with it, but I'm glad you pointed that out.
Hey, what's the caller's name?
Joe.
Joe, did you hear Mike Evans tell the story about how he always brags about how he's the traveling secretary, traveled the Los Angeles Dodgers
right.
baseball team?
Right.
Did you hear him tell the story about they let him take celebrity batting practice one day and how he hit a home run in Dodger Stadium?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, in fact, Limey even went to his website, and I guess there's video or there's a picture of it. Remember the day?
There's a picture.
You went to some site, and it was Mike Evans.
On his Facebook.
Oh, so
Evans
it's just
Radio?
A photo. It's not even a video of it.
Was it Evans Radio, Limey?
EvansRadio.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he goes, and it just barely made it over the fence about 8 feet, eight feet. To the right of the flagpole.
The flagpole, yeah.
Yeah. Guy follows a professional baseball team, calls it the flagpole. It's a foul pole, you moron.
Joe, we like having him on because it's a powerful message to young people. Stay away from too much alcohol, you know?
Yeah. He's one of my favorite sections on the show, but he's not all 100% accurate.
No, and if he were accurate, he wouldn't be that entertaining. So
he just needs to lay off the chocolate milk a little bit, and he'd be all right.
Yeah, just a little bit.
All right. Well, thank you, Joe.
Just wanted to say, been a big fan since I started listening in 1984, Frank, June of 84.
You were in on it in the very beginning.
June, yep. Man, he remembers the
I'm
month,
gonna say
too.
Something. It all started about 82, 83.
Yeah.
I had a job driving a truck, and I turned the radio on, listened to you to kill time during the day, and that's why.
And you're still killing time with us.
Yeah.
Well, don't think we don't appreciate it, because we do. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you all.
Thank you, Joe.
84. When you think about it, I mean, you know, even the longest running
TV, I was born.
Even the longest running TV shows that ever existed, like, you know, what, MASH or The Simpsons, yeah. You know,
Coronation
Street. How long have those shows been on? You've probably been on longer than the longest running TV show.
Simpsons.
I would imagine. And every once in a while, I do 30. Think about it. Not very often, though. No, something like this comes up, I start thinking about it. But yeah, that's a long time ago.
Simpsons is 30 years, I think, or
first,
more.
First words. 30, yeah. I told you, I think yesterday, the first words I spoke on any radio station was September 4th, 1970. Let's do that math. That's almost 50 years ago.
September 4th?
That's 49 years ago.
I was 10 months old.
Shut up.
That was 83 years ago.
I swear, I was
10 months old when you started on the air.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
That's something.
10 months old.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, the airwaves and the phone lines are yours. 855-282-8255 or 314-821-0590. I would like to just take a couple minutes here and let's just talk about something. Let's talk about this GoFundMe thing. GoFundMe is a tremendous idea, but it also allows morons to take advantage of it. And I'm going to tell you how this came about. I got an email from a listener. There's a young man. I just know him as TJ, and I don't have the information in front of me, but if you go on GoFundMe, and he's local. This happened here in town. He died this past, what was the 14th? Was that Saturday?
Yes.
Yeah. He passed away at the age of, I think, 14,
mm-hmm.
and he was mentally challenged, and he was part of an equestrian program. You've seen these people who, and I talked to the guy who was his coach, and they put him on horses,
right.
And they teach him to interact with him, ride and groom, and it apparently it's great therapy for lots of different, for guys with PTSD who are back from the service. And this young man had some sort of very extreme autism. I don't know exactly what it was, but he died at 14. His heart failed in. And so I get this really touching email. And I went to his GoFundMe page. And if you want to look at it, you go to GoFundMe.com and just type in TJ and O'Fallon. I'm sorry, I don't remember if it's O'Fallon, Missouri, Illinois, but Limey's going to do it. If you type in TJ O'Fallon, a few things will come up, but the kid on the horseback, it's kind of a grainy picture. He's got a helmet, and he's on a horse. Tell me if you found it, Limey. There he is, right there. Now, tell me, the goal to help his family out, because they don't have money, was 10 grand, am I right?
That's correct.
And how much do they have? Last time I looked, it was $1,550.
We're at $1,600 now.
Okay. How sad is that? $1,600, that's all they have since Saturday for TJ. So what happened was, just like YouTube, where you watch something and then related things pop up, I started looking at other GoFundMe pages. First of all, it's very depressing. It's very sad, and at the same time, it's uplifting when you see what people are willing to do for certain people. There's a firefighter who can't be 40, and he has ALS, and he's going to die. And they asked for, I think, oh my goodness, I can't remember. Let's say it was $100,000. And they're getting it, and people just threw. There are a couple of things I found where severe, extreme medical conditions, major surgeries, tremendous expense. They wanted $1 million, and I saw where just people had donated $700,000-$800,000 already. There are a lot
How
of
do you
really
get their attention?
There. Well, I don't know, but there are a lot of really good people out there. But then it brings me to this: just browsing around, I see this idiot who has a GoFundMe page, and I'm going to read you exactly what it says on his GoFundMe page. His goal is $40. He said, I need to get money for my girlfriend for Starbucks. Well, are you kidding me? Are you idiot?
And did anybody donate?
Not. Zero. It says goal 40.
How did you
donations
find it?
Zero.
How did you find that?
Because I was trying to find a shortcut for people to find TJ.
Mm-hmm.
So I typed in TJ, and then I typed in TJ O'Fallon. I was trying to find an easy way for people to remember. Limey, type in just TJ and see if one of the first ones that come up are the kid who's trying to get $40 so his girlfriend can go to Starbucks. That infuriated me. Now, it's not illegal, and he's upfront about it. This is what I want. It's just something about it, it rubs me the wrong way. There are this thing I think was designed to help. What if you searched Starbucks, just the word? Maybe it'll find that word. But am I crazy? Or because there's no law or rule that says you can't ask people to get you money for Starbucks. You just I'm reading all this horrible medical stuff.
I found it.
You have it? Okay.
He's in O'Fallon, Illinois.
Okay. I don't want to shame him. Put his name out there. His name's on there.
Which one? TJ is in O'Fallon, Illinois?
Yeah, the TJ that Frank's talking about, the 14-year-old that Frank's talking about is in O'Fallon, Missouri.
Okay.
The TJ who's looking for $40 to buy his girl some Starbucks is in Illinois, is in O'Fallon, Illinois.
Okay. And I may be really off base here by even having this be an issue. It seems to me that it somehow... It takes away from what GoFundMe, it kind of tarnishes the image of GoFundMe, if that makes sense.
Right.
Come on, man. Well, you're asking strangers to give you $40 and get your girlfriend a Starbucks. Make her a cup of coffee yourself.
Leave this one's kind of nice. There's a family is doing a memorial. Their goal is $200,000. They've got $194,284. So that's kind of nice.
Yeah.
The minimum donation, I guess, is a dollar because I was going to donate to his $40 Starbucks campaign. I was going to give him a nickel, but it won't give me that option.
Oh, it is a dollar.
Yeah, okay. I guess it's a dollar.
And you can leave a message.
Mm-hmm.
And I think somebody, if you want to donate a dollar, leave a message. Say, I hope this is the only dollar you get. You don't get the 39 other. And why don't you please stay off of a site that's designed to help people who really need help? But he hasn't done anything wrong.
Right. And doesn't GoFundMe...
They take a percentage.
Yeah,
they take like 10%, and it's fine. I'm fine with that. Let me tell you something. If one of my kids had a real serious disease or disfigured or whatever, they need major this and that, And because of GoFundMe, we got $1 million. I'm more than happy to give them $100,000 of it. Because we had $900,000 we wouldn't have had. I think it's a fantastic idea, GoFundMe. I do. I just think there are certain things that, and it always happens, there's that person that abuses Facebook or whatever, and Instagram, or Twitter, and now they making a joke out of this GoFundMe.
Well, let me ask your opinion on something serious. And because we've talked about this amongst my family, I have a sister who's been a school teacher for almost 30 years. She's younger than me.
Right.
And she's on a kidney transplant waiting list.
Right.
And she needs a kidney. Yeah. And we've been debating on how to market slash advertise slash promote people to sign up to see if they are a potential donor, because there's certain criteria.
Right.
My suggestion was to build like a one-page website, and then like to, you know, start kind of sending it out on Facebook, and then maybe, you know, through her church or through her school. I don't know how to do that.
Are you sure there's not something like, 'cause I think there is. There's a
national center where, you know, people, it's like the, like Layla Anderson didn't right. know who her bone marrow donor was. Right. I guess she had talked with him, but she hadn't met him until just the other night at the Stan right. Musial Awards or whatever. So there's people that, you know, put their stuff out there and say, hey, here's my blood type, here's my bone marrow, here's whatever. If you think I might be a match for somebody, let me know and I'm willing to donate. I know there is a national center for that, but to also advertise it, I'm trying to debate how to advertise it, how to market it, and how also to protect kind of her privacy, right. you know, and we're all, it's, and you know, we're all going to get together for Christmas next year. And it's like, you know, do you bring it up? Do you not bring it up? It's a weird thing because I just found out about it a couple weeks ago.
How long has she needed a kidney?
Well, I just found out 2 weeks ago that she's on the waiting list.
Okay. I don't want to make this bad news, but I have a person that I've known him, well, the whole time I've known him, which is 9 years, he was on a kidney transplant mm-hmm. list, and they told him when he ended up with no kidneys, was doing dialysis, they said 3 to 4 years. At 9 years, he finally died. He never got a kidney. They just kept BSing him about, well, you're coming up here on that. Mm-hmm. And you know why? Because he was a nobody. And when you're a nobody, this world is a class system. It really is. Mm-hmm. If he'd been Brad Pitt and needed a kidney, mm-hmm. he'd have a kidney. He was nobody. He was an exterminator,
mm-hmm.
minimum wage, didn't make much of a living, wasn't really anybody in the eyes of most people. He's dead. Now, there ought to be a site where, anonymously, you can profile yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Here's how old I am. Here's how many kids I have. Mm-hmm. I need help. I need a kidney. If you're willing. How does this work, though? It has to be a match, and I don't know what the percentage is. Let's say 100 people said, yeah, I'll be tested. I wonder what the percentage is. It's not like, I don't think a liver or heart. That's much more.
Well,
but I think a lot of people could donate a kidney,
sure.
right?
Well, no, you know what? Actually, no. Because I learned a lot about this because,
Icon.
Her son, actually went in for testing, and they told him that he needed to lose 50 pounds before they'd even consider him, because you had to have a certain BMI to even be considered to be a donor. I would have no chance of being a donor.
Is that because of your own health and going through
no.
the procedure?
It's their minimum standards of I guess, extracting it.
Okay.
And the complications of people that are heavy and in taking a kidney versus taking a kidney from a non-heavy person.
I mean, what do you got?
I tried to donate blood a while ago, and we've got Londoff on the phone, so I'll make this quick. But I actually can't donate blood or any bone marrow or stuff like that. I don't know about bone marrow over here, because I lived in England during the whole foot and mouth crisis and the mad cow disease from back in the 90s. So I ate some of that stuff, and apparently it could be in my system, just kind of sitting there dormant, and it, you know, which is sad, because I'd love to donate blood and help somebody out. But
you just reminded me of a great joke, and I'm going to tell it in a minute as a bonus joke.
Oh, great.
But if anybody has the information on a site where you can do that, because you don't want to just give all your pride, here's my name, my address, but here's a profile of who I am. And if you're interested and you'd like to be tested to donate again, yeah, there's got to be a site like that, because that's not that rare and unusual. There are a lot of people waiting for kidneys. Hit the music theme, if you would. Switch gears. What a great term when you're talking about cars.
America's asking you to call.
Wait, is there a dinner tonight?
Or was it last night?
No, tonight.
Yeah, there's the dinner tonight. Just bring your wallet.
Huh?
Don't bring your wallet.
I'm bringing two wallets. Take that music down just a notch. It seems a little loud while I introduce this guy. Ladies and gentlemen, the greatest Chevrolet dealer. We're going to assume this. I haven't visited in the mall, but I'm going to go ahead and I think I'm right here when I say the greatest Chevrolet dealer in the United States, Johnny Londoff. Hello, John.
Man, oh, man, I tell you what. What a day.
It's a fantastic day for all kinds of reasons. First of all, it's Thursday, which is our Friday. Tonight is a huge night because for the first time in months, we're going to have dinner together.
That's right, buddy.
And I don't know if you heard Tim ask me. Tim said, you're going to bring your wallet? I said, I'm bringing two wallets.
Oh, good, good. Then I guess we're getting two bottles of wine.
Well, ooh. That doesn't surprise me.
First of all, try to keep the hugging to a minimum tonight.
With you or your wife?
Wow.
Frank's a hugger.
Now, Limey just reminded me of a really quick, great joke. You want to hear it? I'll throw a bonus joke out today. You want to hear it? Just kind of set everybody up for the early
weekend.
How can
I say no?
Okay.
If I said no, I mean, the million people listening right now would say, Waldorf's a jerk, man.
Limey said he couldn't give blood because while he lived in England, there was some stuff going around. And
you
may be dormant in your system or something.
Right.
So, and it reminded me of this joke. There are two cows standing out in the pasture in the... And the one of them looks at the other one and says, hey, man, have you been hearing about this mad cow disease? And the other guy says, yeah, I heard a little bit about it. What really is the deal? He goes, well, you kind of go crazy or something. It's like you're nuts. And they call it mad cow disease. And the other cow says, well, what do we have to worry about? We're helicopters. See, they're crazy. Yeah. Okay.
That was the utter cow that said that.
The utter cow.
That's pretty good. What do we care? We're helicopters.
Oh, man.
Oh, you didn't laugh at helicopters, but you laughed at utter cow. I get it.
Yeah. Every once in a while, I got to laugh at one of Dan's jokes.
Yeah, you do. It's only fair.
Thanks, John.
So,
because he hardly ever laughs.
So let me guess, you haven't eaten since Monday, knowing we're going to dinner tonight?
No, I had lunch at Cagino's today in the beautiful Forest, Missouri. I had lunch at Hendel's yesterday.
Oh, boy, double hit. Double free meals.
Mrs. Londoff made a homemade tomato soup and grilled cheese sandwiches, and I'm telling you what. What a great meal during a cold night. And you're dipping the grilled cheese into your tomato soup. Oh, yeah.
Do you know that your wife sent my wife a suggestion for, it's some kind of biscuits that you can buy it out there, frozen or whatever, but they're supposed to be fantastic biscuits. So my wife tells me, she says, hey, Mimi sent me this because she knows I really like biscuits. And she said, she sent me this thing about these biscuits. And I thought, well, great. And then my wife said, well, I can tell you right now, I'm not going to get them. I saw the calories on them. it's almost like set you up just to cut you down.
Get your hopes.
Told me
up,
about the biscuits and then let me know we're not getting them.
Well,
that's how mean she is.
Mimi might just have some biscuits for you then.
Tell them to put them in her purse and bring them to the restaurant.
Yeah. A Ziploc baggie, plop them right there on the table at the restaurant.
There you go.
Yeah, that won't bother them at all. Hey, I have a special guest star in the vehicle with me today.
Ooh.
Say hi to Mr. Tim Londoff.
Hello, Tim.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Don't sound so excited. We're doing great. Where are you two headed? You're not coming back from lunch this late. Where are you going?
No. I did have a late lunch. Well, as a matter of fact, we've got Black Lab, Drake, and we're dropping him off at Shakers, and I guess it's Kirkwood. Is it Kirkwood?
What is that? What is Shakers?
It's a dog wash.
Groomer.
Free dog wash. Free dog wash.
A lot of guys right now might be saying, hold on, man, this guy's a duck dog. Hey, Mrs. Londoff said, I want that dog to get... He's been swimming in river water for almost 2 months, okay?
Ooh.
So he's ready for a bath. He'll be, man, he's going to love it. And then he'll smell good, and they
It's good, so we're going to drop him off.
So you do what your wife tells you. Your wife said, go get that dog clean, and you did it. Tim, if you're listening, when you get married, don't live that way, okay? You be the boss. Be like me. Be the man of the house.
Oh, yeah.
You make the call.
Are you kidding me? I will witness it again tonight.
No, you won't.
You know, well, your wife will tell you what to order. She'll say, no, get this.
You'll witness this because of the calories. You'll witness our phony relationship where I make it appear that she has a say in anything.
Phony relationship.
And then when we get back home, I'll let her know all the things that she said that she shouldn't have said.
Yeah, and then she rolls her eyes at you and she walks in the other room. And just leave you
and
standing there.
And locks the door.
Yeah, that's exactly how it works.
So you told us to say hi to Tim, and then you're not letting us talk to him. I'd like to talk to Tim for a little bit. Tim, how old are you now?
I'm 24.
24. That's a great age. Oh. I hope you know that. You're in for about 20 years of the best part of your life.
What happens after that?
For like 50 years of the best part of his life, you know?
Now, I should know this. Tim, do you have a girlfriend?
No, not right now.
All right.
Smart.
Well, I was. No, you should have a girlfriend or boyfriend. In this day, you got to say both, I guess.
What?
Well, you do. I mean, there people are gay. Some of them. I don't think Tim is, but if he is, that's okay.
What the God? Do you want to answer that
to clear it up right now?
I'd like to keep my sexual orientation to myself, if that's all right.
Oh. It's true story. True story. Boy. I have a gay uncle. We call him Aunt Randy.
And he probably doesn't mind. He doesn't mind. I have a gay brother. He has a husband. Tim, do you have a kind of a target date for getting married? Like in your mind, you go, I think I'd like to get married about, not you, Tim Milando. Tim, when do you think you'd like to get married? Because I did. I had my mind set that I was not going to get married till I was 30. Boom, 21, I was married. Do you have a target?
No, I really don't plan on getting married
whatsoever. Yeah, there you go.
Thank you, Tim. Take it from another Tim.
You got it, pal.
Now, hang on, you know
your mom's listening.
Tim.
You know, she's like, yeah, you are.
Tim, what?
Because you do whatever your mom says.
Hang on here.
A doggone thing that I tell you to
John,
do.
Hold on.
Your mom says, hey, you're going to get married.
John,
you're getting married. Now, it might not be
John,
you, you're Simlon.
John,
eventually get married.
John,
hey, I'm having a conversation with my son right now.
He's reprimanding him.
We're trying to talk to your son. You said, say hi to my son. Tim, why do you think you don't want to get married? Where does that come from?
Okay, he's like waving me off.
No, don't pay any attention to him. This is a chance for you to be your own man, tell your own story. Why do you feel that you don't want to get married?
Well, it's like a Bill Burr bit where he's like, you know, it's just like 50% of marriage is just going to write down the shitter. So.
Oh!
We'll
whoa!
Really
whoa.
Time to dump.
Okay.
That's the last time you speak to Tim.
Okay, John.
Any more questions?
That's his last appearance on our show. Oh man.
There is a Bill Burr, and he's one of our favorite comedians. I think he's the funniest guy in the world. But he's got a skit where he goes, you know, he's been dating this girl for the longest time. Now they're married, but he's like, let me help you. He goes, all marriages today, like 50% of them fail. Now, it might be under 50, but right at 50% of marriages fail. He goes, what if you're getting ready to jump out of an airplane and they say, you got a 50-50 chance of survival, strap on this parachute. Are you jumping out of that airplane? You're not going to. But he did get married, and he's happily married. Bill Burr is with a beautiful baby, Tim Landoff. So
you should take
reference to your favorite comedian, Bill Burr.
Well, he did, and he actually quoted him and used all his own. So. I'm sorry, Tim, what?
Well, like, Bill Burr got married when he was, like, 48. He's been dating his wife for, like, him and the other for, like, 15 years. So, you know, you
got to
feel it out before you really marry anybody.
I'm all for feeling girls out.
And John, I'm sure John Lundoff can appreciate this theory. My name is Tim. I'm 50. I've never been married. Instead of buying and keeping that car forever, why don't you just lease a new one about every 3 years? About every 3 years, you just lease a new one.
See, he puts it in terms.
Our 2 years, 24-month lease, or 30. Yeah.
Putting it in terms a car dealer's son can understand.
Yeah.
So,
Tim, when are you coming in for that 24-month lease? That's what Tim Lonoff and I want to know.
It's an excellent question. I'm so upside down in my non-Chevrolet vehicle right now that I don't even know what to do with myself with it.
Well,
I'm like $8,000 upside down.
Oh, you
down
know
in
what
it
to do with yourself. We saw
that's,
you in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Now, let's go back to Tim Londo for a second. Tim, now you can't make your own personal decision based on what some comedian said. His life is not your life. He's not you. Look at your own parents there. How happy your dad is all the time.
Yeah.
Well, he's
that's
enjoying
right
life and loving life. See?
I'm the luckiest guy around.
He gets fed well. She's a good housekeeper. She decorates.
Well, she's a great cook and she's a great housekeeper. That's why she's a great wife. No, she's a lot of fun. She's hilarious.
You're telling me.
Come on. She's been living with me for almost 40 years. She's rubbed off. She's funny as can be. And she laughs at all my jokes.
Tim, here's what I think. Tim, I think you will. This is not gonna. You will check back in with us in about 8 years. I think you'll get married. I do.
Tim, I'm with you. I'm completely on your side.
Tim, you have to have someone to go home to argue with. You just do. You got to have somebody to yell at. Otherwise, you go home. You're talking to yourself.
There's not anyone to yell at. It's sure called communication.
If I need to yell something, get a dog. I can yell at a dog all day.
That's what I do. Yeah. This kid might be my son. This is just like me.
You talk about if you stick your wife and your dog in the trunk and come back in an hour. Who's excited to see you?
Well, that's a good. Yeah, I've heard that.
Or the other question: why are you sticking an animal and your wife in the trunk of a car?
They want companionship.
Yeah,
you know? Dogs. They want to be alone.
That's right.
If they're alone, they're afraid. But it's not. So I don't know where this all went wrong, but
I knew you said say hi to Tim, and then he said the SH word on the air. Yep. That's where it went wrong.
That's how he was raised.
Well, he grew up in a car dealership. Come on, give him a break.
All right.
Funny, very funny. He's
Well, John, you've broken your own previous record. I think you've been on the air now for like 39 minutes.
Wow.
No, I was on hold for 10. Yeah. So to subtract that.
Subtracting,
because you're not real good with math, even though when I've sold you some vehicles, you're really good with subtraction.
Mm-hmm.
So,
subtracted it from my bank.
Let me tell you. Yeah.
Well, we're actually really out of time, so let's remind people you're in the Chevy business. You do sell new cars, you sell pre owned cars, you got about 200 of them. And I can't think of a better. I can't think of a better place to go. And you're a big supporter of the show.
Can we mention where we're going to dinner tonight?
No.
Okay.
Well, it's your segment. You can. It's your segment. Go ahead.
We always go to Annie Gunn's. And why not? It's one of the greatest restaurants in the world.
Right.
But tonight we're switching it up. We're going to Paul Mano's.
Here's what I'm hoping. Because of that mention, I get a break tonight. And he'll credit that toward the dinner tonight, maybe. Worth a lot. A plug on this show is worth a lot of money. That's
314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365 at lawndoff.com.
All right, Tim.
All right.
Tim?
Yes, sir.
You can't ever be on the air with us again. Say the SH word, okay?
All right.
Tim, you're one of my favorite Lawndoffs now.
A lesson in radio, lesson in broadcasting. John, thank you. I'll see you tonight.
All right, can't wait.
All right, there they go.
Bye-bye.
John and Tim Lawndoff.
Oh, my God.
And let me tell you something. Here's the way this works. John Lawndoff is extremely loyal. I'll tell you why we're going to Paul Mano's, because they bought another vehicle from him. People buy vehicles from him. He does business with them. They do business with him. He does business with them. I bought 4 or 5 there. He does business with us. A lot of business. So I think you know where they are. North County, Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270, 24/7. At Lawndoff.com, we have 45 minutes left.
We have 45 seconds.
I'm sorry, 45 seconds. Well, we actually do have 45 minutes plus another 45 minutes. But for this hour, we have now 35 seconds. This disturbed me a little bit. The number one money earner on YouTube this year is 8 years old. He's made $26 million this year. He demonstrates toys and does experiments.
Yeah, I won't.
$26 million.
I won't buy a toy unless I watch his site.
Wow. What did we do wrong? Well, we didn't do anything wrong. When we were 8, there was no YouTube.
I thought that was funny.
Well, did you hear laughing? Did you hear a bunch of laughing?
He smiled, but he didn't make any sound. Tim, does that count?
Tim, for years I've sat and heard silence when I said what I thought were funny things. Getting used to it.
Okay.
It's just it's another lesson.
50-year-old buying toys is funny, I think.
No, because it's not, because I bought toys when I was 50, and I'm still buying toys. I still buy them today. So it's actually not a joke. I do it. Folks, thank you for being with us. We're glad you're here. There are three Christmas jokes we tell every year. The three before. One of them will be today, the next one Monday, and the last one Tuesday. So stay with us. Scott Sherman is in the house for the next hour, helping you with legal stuff. It's 4 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
This is locally owned 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Tom Roberts. Even after being impeached, President Trump is calling it all a hoax. Today at the White House, he noted his own reaction while delivering a speech at a campaign rally last night in Michigan.
And I'll tell you, I was up there and I was thinking,